Welcome to a brand new Masechta, Maseches Shavuos. No, it doesn't deal with the Yontif, the holiday of Shavuos. It deals a lot with Shavua, a person that swears, as we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem as we proceed through the Masechta. Now, just as a brief introduction, there are four basic types of Shavuos that a person could swear, four different types of way that a person could make a Shavua. Number one is called a Shavuos Bitui. A Shavuos Bitui, as the Torah says, a person, let's say, swears that he's going to eat something, or a person swears that he's not going to eat something. Number two is a Shavua Shav, which we find in one of the Aseres HaDibros, a person who swears something in vain. That means he swears that a stone is a piece of gold. The third type of Shavua is called Shavua Sa'edos, which is that if, let's say, somebody assumes that there are witnesses, or he thinks that he knows that there's witnesses pertaining to a certain court case, and they don't want to come and testify, so then the fellow that this court case affects, he can make them swear, he can make them make a shvua that they don't know the testimony. And the fourth type is called shvua sapikadin. The Torah speaks about it extensively. Let's say somebody asks someone to watch something for him, and he comes to claim it, and the fellow says, I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave me anything to watch. So then there's a shvua. He has to make a shvua. He has to swear that he doesn't have the object for him. Shvua sapikadin, that's called. Interestingly enough, the first two prakim over here don't deal exclusively with the halachas of shuas of a person swearing. They also talk about the laws of helam tuma, which means to say somebody who eats a karban or comes to the Beis HaMikdash while they're tameh, but they do it unintentionally. Why is that? What does it have to do with anything? First of all, where the Torah speaks about shuas bitoy and shuas ta'edos, it also speaks about helam tuma, which speaks about different types of laws of swearing. It also speaks about a person who forgets that they're tameh, and therefore the Torah puts the two of them together. Also, the reason for the Torah puts them together is because they both have a carbon oilah v'yored. If a person violates making a shavua, or they maybe come into the Beis HaMikdash when they're not supposed to, when they're tameh, they bring a special carbon called a carbon oilah v'yored. Carbon oilah v'yored is where a wealthy person brings a sheep, and a poor person brings two birds, and somebody who can't even afford that would bring a carbon mincha, a meal offering. So since there is that common denominator, the Torah puts them together, and the Masechta here follows the order of the Torah. So let's begin the first Mishnah. Shavua Shtayim, there are two types of Shavuas Bitui. The Torah says that if a person swears a certain type of Shavua, and then he violates what he said, he's going to be chayv, he's going to be liable to bring a carbon. We'll read the words of the Torah. The Torah says, "Oy nefesh kisi shava levate biswasayim lahara oy lehetev." Or if a person swears to utter something with their lips, to do evil or to do something good. So basically, the way we understand this pasuk is that a person swears that he's not going to eat something, which would be considered bad for himself. He should eat. A person's supposed to provide themselves with good nutrition. Or he makes a shvua that he will eat, which is considered a good thing for him. Now the Torah says those two examples. However, Shehein Arba. The Chachamim added on these two examples of the Torah two additional types of shavuos, even though the Torah doesn't explicitly say them. What are those? Those are for a person says shavua shachalti, he swears that he did eat in the past, or shaloyachalti, he swears that he didn't. So the Torah only speaks about the future, but the Rabbanan also extended that to the past. Similarly, yediyos hatuma shtayin shehein arba. When it comes to the laws of a person being involved in the Beis HaMikdash while they're tameh, while they're impure, also, the Torah seems to say two cases, and the Rabbanan extended it to four. What would that be? If a person becomes tameh and he forgets that he's tameh, and he eats a karban, or he goes into the Beis HaMikdash while he's still tameh, and then he finds out later that he made this mistake, then he has to bring a specific karban, a karban elav yomid, as we saw previously. Now, however, the Mishnah is teaching us that even though the Torah says two specific cases of Yadiyah Satoma, the Torah says, V'nelami menu vehu tame, and it was forgotten from him, and he's tame. Seems to me that he forgot that he was actually tame, and that's why these things happen. That's why he ate the carbon or he came into the Beis HaMikdash. However, the Rabbanan extended that to two additional ones, and they said that if a person remembers that he's tame, but he forgot that that was a carbon, he thought it was plain meat, or he didn't realize that he's going into the part of Yerushalayim that's the Beis HaMikdash, and he was tummy, in that situation as well, he would be liable, so they extended the two in the Torah to four more. Bezes Hashem, tomorrow we'll see the rest of the Mishnah.